And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB contributor Hugh Weber is here in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls with me right now. He is the host and creator of the Potluck Society podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes. You can also listen to it online at listen.sdpb.org. Hugh, welcome back.
It is always good to be here. But when I heard that earlier segment, I looked on the treasure site and I have three pieces of unclaimed property that I'll be checking into. No joke. So it's a particularly good Tuesday.
I just had a hard, you know, as someone who doesn't always have a lot of extra money lying around, I have a hard time getting my mind around that there are people who have something, because I know I'm not going to be on that website, but I'm going to check. Maybe I'll surprise myself.
They all say less than $100, so I'm not. There will be future potlucks. This is not my last last visit.
Your grandpa did not invest in Disney.
That's
and
right.
Forget about it. Alas.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Hugh. I never know. Another surprise is, what is Hugh going to bring for the Potluck Society? But I always know it's a pleasant surprise. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, the episode which will launch later today, we're a day behind this week, unfortunately, but the episode that will launch today is a little bit of a turn from where we've spent a lot of time over the last several weeks. So we've talked a lot about this idea of connection, which to me are those long-term bonded relationships that lead to kind of the efficient use of knowledge and experience and life. There's also this second aspect of connection or aspect of bonding, which is collisions, this idea of short-term brief encounters. Huh. You know, we see each other once a week. We don't hang out and have potlucks all week long, but these encounters that you and I have are just as valuable as maybe some of those that I have every day or that I've had over a series of years. So to get to a place of this, I had to find someone who I knew fairly well, but for a fairly brief window of time. So today I'm going to introduce you to a minor league baseball player by the name of Cameron Munger. Cameron's a native of Texas. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the major leagues in 2009 and is just about to start his ninth season in baseball. But last summer, while he was preparing to join the Canaries, he spent one summer here. He reached out via Instagram, and I thought, well, that's interesting, because when someone likes or comments on my social media, I tend to click through and find out who they are, and I was like, oh, he's a baseball player. I haven't been to a Canaries game since I moved back to the Dakotas. Right. But it started this conversation that started online, moved offline, and developed into what is a really rich, unusual friendship.
So I have to ask you, does that happen to you all the time, where people reach out to you and say, hey, I think we should... we should know each other.
Well,
what's that first interaction like?
I would say it happens in a couple different forms. It happens either someone that's been at an OTA event or has seen me speak at an event that reaches out for what is kind of the bane of one's existence, which are called pick your brain meetings, which
is like,
I'd just like to pick your brain about
ideas
this
from
thing.
You,
you know, I'll buy the coffee. Yeah. But the other side is this kind of, I don't think there was any intention or any assumption in Cameron's outreach. I think he was just looking to connect, and he talks about this kind of at length. So let's have Cameron introduce himself. And then I ask him to explain a little bit of his strategy for making these short-term connections.
Name's Cameron Munger. I've been playing baseball since I was 8. So that was pretty much my passion for really being competitive. But, you know, in the world of connectivity that you live in, that's where it started. It was my best friend was playing baseball, and I went home and said, hey, I want to hang out with Michael some more. And he plays baseball, so I think I want to do that. And mom, being a mom, said, well, when your next report card comes in, we'll go get you signed up. So, made me pay attention in school and fell in love with the game then. And from there, just, continued to work hard and play and was fortunate enough to get signed into pro baseball. And I've been at that journey for a little over 8 years now. And my strategy and focus is to find the people in places that I haven't met before. So when I go on the road, whether it's whether we're playing against a new team that I've never played against, or I'm at my new home for the season, wherever that ends up being, You're not going to find me at Chili's or Starbucks or, you know, any of those chain places. And not because those places don't provide great products and services. I'll still go to Starbucks if it's my only option. But I want to find ways to learn about, you know, the local culture, you know, those the people that believe in small business and believe in those pieces tend to be more connected in the community anyways. You know, so that's where I feel like I can find the answers that I'm craving. You know, hey, I'm going to the local coffee shop, but where am I going to be able to find a good meal at 11:30 when I get out from the game? Or, you know, some of the things that we talked about when I first connected with you was, you know, where are some places on my off day that I can volunteer and try and give back to the community that's, you know, come to see me play baseball and things like that. So that's kind of my first goal, is to, you know, seek out local places. But I think more importantly than that, even if you do end up going to Chili's or Starbucks, it's just talking to the people there and, you know, asking questions about their community and what they like, what they don't like.
How old is Cameron, Hugh? Roughly.
We never got to that also critical stage. We did celebrate his birthday with he and his wife. my daughter and son became very big fans. I would guess Cameron's probably in his late 20s.
Right.
I mean, so he is a journeyman baseball player as it relates to being in the minor leagues and the unaffiliated leagues. He's been around the block. You know, he's he'll be entering his ninth community. But he's designing a life, I don't use that subtly or insignificantly. He is strategically making connections to improve his experience, and yet there's something more there, and we'll get there in a little bit. But he is also trying to build a better team and trying to build a better community, and there's a certain virtuous cycle to all this that he's doing. But the one story I'll tell is he reached out after the initial Instagram conversation. He said I offered to help in any way I could, because now there's this faceless baseball player, and he said, well, let's get together and have coffee. And so we went and had coffee, and he said, you know, I was told by the front office kind of just to stay focused and play baseball, but I'm here. This is my community. Even if it's only for 4 months, what can I be doing to give back? And so I think he rocked some babies in the NICU. Yeah. I know he volunteered at the library. And this is a guy who contributed more in 4 months to this community than some right. residents do right. over the course of a year.
I like him and I respect him already within just, you know, 5 minutes of meeting him. Important question, where did you have coffee?
So that first time we sat down at Josiah's downtown,
all right, there you go.
The very next meeting we actually went to MB Haskett's, and I bring that up because I think over the course of the summer, Cameron probably ate 47 savory crepes from MB Haskett's. I think that was a place where he found something special and made sure he was going to, you know, continue to do it and introduce half the baseball team to the idea of crepes. But you know, I find Cameron special, not only as a friend, but just like you say, what he's doing. But I wanted to ask that why question. When he could just focus on baseball, when he could stick to the most narrow version of his dream, which is the majors or extending his minor league career, what's the benefit? Is there a benefit in the clubhouse? Is there a benefit on the field?
You know, I think from one piece, it helps me become a leader on the team, you know, from the small things of, you know, when we do have that off day or whatever, we're going to get together. Hey guys, let's go to this place and have dinner or whatever. And it's a place that none of the guys have ever heard of or, you know, I've never seen before, but I've gone through my effort to bounce around all the local places and it became my favorite. And I probably got to know the manager or something like that. So then when we go in and I introduce him to, you know, the whole team, and he's obviously excited that I'm bringing in people in, and then he ends up coming to the game or whatever it is. It just kind of, it builds that community culture with me and my team. And that helps me leverage that leadership role with the guys that I'm, you know, going to battle with six to 7 days a week, on the field. I'd say that's probably one of the top reasons.
But yet I still wasn't going to give up on this question of is there a baseball benefit? Does it help you play baseball better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's obviously easier to play when you've got friends and family in the stands. I think, you're obviously a testament to that. Over the past year, I know I had probably my best week when I went home to the Grand Prairie area, which was pretty special. You know, in the world of baseball, you don't really get to choose your teammates. You know, on the independent level, you maybe get a little bit more say so there. If you are a veteran player and the manager believes in you and you can say, hey, we need to go get this guy. But outside of that, most guys are pretty much meeting for the first time in May and going to be, brothers for 4 months and then part ways. And you keep up with one or two guys. But, relationships and those personalities definitely clash at times. And so when you have a connection with the community and with the area that you're in, it gives this atmosphere to the ball field that, is essentially your office. But now, you're not only, playing to further your career, you're playing to, give the folks that you've been connecting with, whether it's, your yoga instructor that you started working with halfway through the season, or, the coffee shop that you started going to, and when you drink their coffee, you get three hits, or, whatever it is that, you connect with the community, you have more to play for, and it's easier to get through, the grind of a season. Baseball is a little bit different where, we're out there playing every day. So it's easy to get into kind of a lull. And so by creating that community atmosphere and idea, it's essentially free motivation for me.
One of the most kind of clear memories I'll have of last summer at the baseball park, I hadn't been to a game since I moved back. I probably caught nearly two dozen games, whether it was myself and my daughter Emerson, or myself and Finn, my son, or all the family together, or as I note in the podcast, me sneaking away in the middle of the afternoon for a baseball game. But one of the most clear memories I'll have is at the last home game of the season. The players had finished. It had been a rough season overall. They were going to team in the outfield. And Cameron, after every game, each and every game, signed as many autographs as there were requests. So these little kids with a baseball afraid to come up. He's a scrapping, beardy guy. He looks like a baseball player. And I believe, unless they took another photo, the 2016 Sioux Falls Canaries team portrait won't have Cameron Munger in it because he was signing autographs and didn't make it out to the field. And it makes me emotional just thinking about the clarity of purpose he had. He is there to play baseball. He is in the gym and on the field almost every day. But his commitment is something bigger than that.
You talked about designing a life. What are the lessons from Cameron for the rest of us?
Well, I think it's living with some intentionality. I think it's developing practices that prepare us to be engaged and intentional. So one of the things Cameron does is he posts his workout, meaning a photo of him at the gym or the yoga studio or on the track or on the field, each and every day, and has for over a year. Mm. And so there's intentionality around that. But that means that each and every day, dozens of people jump on a minor league baseball player, spend this season in Sussex County, New Jersey, jump on his Instagram feed, not because he's famous, not because he's going to ever have insane amounts of wealth, but because they've developed this relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And I think when we use social media as a tool to actually connect to people, not just to run up likes or gain followers or any of that superficial stuff, but to actually develop relationships, something transformational can happen.
There's something revolutionary about the concept of ball players from the Canaries, a team like the Canaries, making those connections. My brother played baseball, and you went to see him, and you got invested in the game because you knew, that it mattered to your brother. And I don't think I've ever had that kind of connection with somebody from one of our teams, but it makes me want to go to the park more often, doesn't it?
Right.
When you know them.
That's exactly right. There are dozens of men and women that are on semi-professional or professional teams throughout this community, and they may spend one summer or season here, or they may spend a decade and end up living here forever. But how many of them pass by without us making a connection or without them making a connection? He says it in the podcast. the community is not going to come running to you. You have to seek them out. You have to discover them. But the reciprocity there, the return that you get on those, that invested time and relationship, makes it all worth it. You know, he's away from his wife. He said that, you know, his salary, there are almost as many zeros ahead of the decimal point as behind it. But he makes it worth it.
Yeah. Do you think there's a legacy that he left behind with other players, even if those players go on to other teams as well? That leadership, that sort of thing that might just pay it forward.
Yeah, I think so. And I know very well that there's a certain 8-year-old young lady who will be more interested in getting out on the field and taking risks because of Cameron. So that's a pretty exciting thing, too.
Good stuff. Hugh Weber is the host of the Potluck Society. Go online and download the podcast today or listen online, listen.sdpb.org.